Hi, everyone. I believe it was the late great Yogi Berra who once noted that enough is enough. And yet, as far as our Parsha is concerned, is enough really enough? And let me ask you why I ask. You see, in regard to the donations for the Mishkan, we're told that the people were called upon to contribute both materials and service in order to build the Mishkan. In fact, donations to the campaign were so strong that families often contributed twice, the women and the men thereafter. And when it comes to the bottom line, we're told, the amount of work was enough, and more than enough, the hoser. It's a contradiction, no? Were the donations enough for the project, or were they too much? And if it were enough, then say we reached our goal. Don't say that it was too much. And if it were too much, why say it was enough? Why the contradiction? And in the same pasuk, no less? But allow me to ask another somewhat unrelated question to the mix. You see, the Talmud in Masechta Shabbos uses this very pasuk, enough is more than enough, to teach us the laws of prohibited carrying without an Erev on Shabbos. But what exactly is the connection between carrying and the donation for the Mishkan campaign? What does it teach us? And since enough is never enough, I think one more question needs to be asked. You see, most melachos forbidden activities on Shabbos do not have to have their own pasuk in the Torah. The rabbis identify the melachos, the work, the forbidden activities, in the context of the building or running of the Mishkan, from which we learn these 39 avos melachos, forbidden categories of activity on Shabbos. Kindling, or havara, which appears at the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel, and hotzah, or carrying, seem to be the only two exceptions. Why do we need a specific pasuk to teach us the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos in the first place? Why have a pasuk for hotzah? I believe the answer comes down to an understanding of malacha of activity and the role of man's dominance, sometimes over the physical and at other times over the social. You see, most malachos speak to man's dominance over the physical world. Hashem gave man dominance in the world le'ovda u'lishamra, to work and to protect the world, as Hashem created and intended it to be run. And thus, each activity of Malacha is creative by nature. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Rafal Hirsch notes that abstaining from these activities each Shabbos reminds man to reflect on the time of creation, or as we say, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. And the Vilna Gaon notes that in the Yotros or Parshas Shkalim, specifically the one that begins Az Ra'isa V'Saparta, which contains 39 verbs, the Groan says it reminds us that when creating the world, Hashem too, not just us, used the magic 39 activities in order to create. But the malacha of hotzah, of carrying, is entirely different. The Talmud tells us that hotzah is a malacha gerua, it's a weaker malacha. The early commentaries explain that this is the case because, as an action, it's permitted. The only thing is, it depends on where you are. It's not inherently creative as an activity on its own, and therefore it's not inherently forbidden. Instead, the creative aspect associated with hotzah speaks to man's control over social situations. Rav Hirsch adds that hotzah, or carrying, with its emphasis on the give and take with society, highlights what society does for man and what man in turn does for society. In fact, the Gemara tells us, when describing the activity of hotzah, the Talmud uses the example of a housewife and a poor man interacting to determine the halachos of carrying. Tosfos and Erevin adds that all the strata that are impacted when it comes to carrying, the rich and the poor, are all impacted altogether. And in that sense, hotzah highlights the other aspect of Shabbos, the social national impact, or what you and I might call the other aspect of Shabbos, zecher, as a reminder, liyetzias Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt and bonded as a nation. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh notes that this is why we mention the concepts of both Dayam and Hoser, of enough and too much in regard to carrying on Shabbos. On the one hand, in regard to the impact of the individual donation, Hashem wanted us to know that each person contributed what was expected of him and her. Each impacted the building of the Mishkan in the proper proportion, creating a space for the Shechina. But at the same time, the sum total of the contribution of the nation was more than enough to suffice. But make no mistake about it, everyone impacts the nation. Everyone's contribution is important and creative. And the very verse that highlights the individual's impact on the nation is also the source for the law of carrying or impact of social creation. I believe metaphorically, the Eruv highlights this dual aspect of man's impact on the social environment he lives in and the impact of being together as well. You see, the poles and the structures serve as ties that bind on the outside, yes, but at the same time, that which makes an Eruv functional is the shituf. It's the matzos or the other foodstuffs that are contributed by each member of the Eruv society that brings us in together and gives the Eruv its potency and its power. Chazal tell us that there's a communal obligation to establish Eruvin, and the late great Rav Gedalia Felder explains why. He notes that through building an Eruv, those distanced from one another become closer in the process. And so an Eruv education Shabbos, such as ours this week, serves to remind us about the halachos of carrying an Eruv, yes, but also to the importance of standing together creatively, proud to be side-by-side contributors to the Torah standards of our community as shutfim, as partners in the creative Torah process. You know, Rav Haigon noted that the idea of an Eruv was established in the time of King Solomon because it was a time of peace. When individuals come together creatively, it's a recipe for increased peace. So as we usher in a new month and we focus on an Eruv in the process with Eruv education, just to be aware of the laws that come into place when we deal with carrying and the laws of Eruv that allow us to carry under the right circumstances, may Hashem look onto us and onto our desire to be joined together as a Chavirim Kol Yisrael, as friends all together, wherein we will merit the redemption from this galus to another freedom, at which time we will indeed be able to confirm that enough will be truly enough. Wishing you and yours and all your loved ones a Shabbat Shalom, and a Shabbat Shalom to all.